You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Looks to me like it's brought to us by Thompson Whiskey.
Hi guys.
Is that correct, Matt Thompson?
Yes, it is.
Here we go. Let me just get that in the right.
How are you, bud?
Yes, it is.
How's it going? You're a bit shaken up after that broken glass. Everyone's all right?
Yeah.
John got the vacuum cleaner out again. He does it once every 3 months.
Yeah, I was impressed. Good skills.
Vacuuming mid-show always feels good.
So yeah, what?
Vigorous technique.
We just had a panic where I dropped
good
a glass.
Good reach as well.
Before I'd even had a drink.
I got Big Hungry's chips.
I was like, hey man, there's just something just all the way down here. And he was like, he didn't do that cool thing where it's like, look out for the monster. You know, and then you jump on the couch because mum's scaring you with a vacuum cleaner.
We didn't play that game, but I can believe it. All right, so today...
yes.
Yeah, so Thompson Whiskey, obviously we make whiskey and we make gin, and I thought, how could we combine the two? Mm. So...
this is so weird. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you didn't send any emails or anything. So.
And also what I thought was, over the past few years... If there's one cocktail that I've really enjoyed and one that I would personally make at home for myself is a Negroni.
Okay.
There's a whiskey version of a Negroni called a Boulevardier.
Ooh.
And a Negroni is Campari, vermouth and gin. And a Boulevardier, Campari, vermouth and whiskey. And the magic thing about this drink as well is it's just one part, one part, one part. So it's so easy to make. Also, there's no soda, there's no carbonated mixes, you don't need to.
It's a dapper drink, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like some random sugar drink in there for no reason, stuff like that.
It's a really robust drink, like it's quite a lot of alcohol.
Yes, we're saying this one certainly has a high percentage of alcohol and grunty horsepower.
What a love.
Far out.
Because if you've got the three ingredients in your cupboard, they last a long time. It's not like a bottle of wine that you open and it's going to go off quickly. There's a last long time in your cupboard. And then, you know, you had a great day, you had a bad day. You could come home, have a Negroni. It's really good. And the garnish for both as well, the Boulevardier and the Negroni, is the same. It's orange. So.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting, this is about Victor Gin and Thompson Whiskey, but you've brought in a bottle of something I've not seen before. It's a vermouth, and it's Cinzanzo. Is this just something you've picked up?
Yeah, just
by
picked
chance?
It up this afternoon from the local liquor shop in Greenhithe.
No reason, just walked in.
It was new on the shelf, and he recommended it and said that he was. Okay. There's a guy that drinks a lot of Prosecco or something. Mm-hmm. And,
it looks great.
Yeah, and so I thought, yeah, I'll go with that recommendation and buy that one.
I'll chuck it on the nose as well, John. Mm. Thank you very much.
So,
talk us through this.
Have you totally made the cocktails already?
Well, I had to because we're comparing. So there's three of us in the studio, right. And then we're having a Boulevardier and a Negroni each, so we can compare.
There's actually.
How is this different to Campari?
Oh, that's no. We have Campari.
Right.
It's just in
is
the bag.
The same kind of thing?
This is vermouth. So normally we'd have Martini Rosso as the normal one, but I thought this one looked really good.
Looks Italian.
Yeah. So all we do is ice in the glass, then one part gin, one Victor gin, one part vermouth, one part Campari. A few years ago we had the pleasure of sponsoring the Urbis Design Awards at St. Matthew's in the City, and we did a barrel aged Negroni. And we had that in the barrel there.
How long?
Oh, I don't know, like a month or something.
Oh, yeah. You don't know?
What? That wasn't important. The important thing was that I put it in
you're
a barrel.
You're the guy doing
and
it.
And I committed to because we had to, like, how much do you think they're going to drink? Right. I can't run out because it's in the
it's
barrel.
It's deceiving,
so,
though.
So
like
early
a
on,
kid,
I had to commit to how much I thought they would drink.
Right.
And then we put it in, took it in the barrel, and I had a wooden, like, barrel tap. So it was like medieval technology in St. Matthew's.
Nice.
And, man, they drank the barrel dry.
Really?
We'd turn it upside down, like, what was the manner in there? Yeah. But that was a good night.
We've had a text to totally nail the vibe, actually, but probably can't read those words on air. Drink responsibly, everyone. Oh, that's a great little dispenser you've got there. It's like a gold-plated one shot, two shot, Sitch.
Here we go. Matt Thompson, just so you're adding it all into a nice ice glass.
Lovely deep, deep ruby red as well.
He's actually making 8 drinks at the moment, so bear with us, listeners. In goes the orange, getting a stir. Well, what does the orange do in this situation, Matt?
It's a touch of class.
Agreed.
I prefer a full slice of orange as well.
Yes.
You know, you could go with a nice little bit of orange zest, but I prefer... I feel like it gives you something more, something fresh.
Somebody's coming in with a vermouth goes off quick, like red wine, actually. Just yelling at me.
Well, I feel like it's a bit more forgiving than red wine. Mm. No, I reckon definitely less. No, because it's got more alcohol in it.
It gets a bit more buzzy before it goes off.
Yeah,
whereas wine is so like, it tastes like this, it tastes like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I accept it a bit older. Maybe it's gone off, but I sort of accept that.
A little bit of rank is quite nice as well, you know?
The gin really cuts through this.
How many alcohols are in here, roughly, would you say?
I don't know how many standard drinks it is.
This isn't as tennis as I would have liked. Front foot.
This is a serious cocktail bazaar.
It's jazz bar.
I feel like this is one, you've loaded the glass up with ice.
We're going out, we're going to watch some scree jazz with Matt Thompson.
Yeah. I feel like if we get another lockdown, this is what I'll be. We'll be happy to be stuck with this.
Yes. Would you say that it is Matt Thompson's number one of all time, the Negroni?
Oh, the Boulevardier. I actually prefer the whiskey, but it's the first time I've actually made both at the same time.
Mm.
So I haven't. I've gone around for years saying, no, whiskey Negroni, Boulevardier is better. But
the colour is just
divine.
Let's
find out live on the air.
Just divine.
I wouldn't actually mind having a little nip of this vermouth, just to like
go.
We need another glass.
Just tell us if it's off or not.
I've got a little water glass here that I'll just finish.
Let us know if it's gone off, John.
Oh, it's fresh. It's new in store. It's quite nice. It's very sweet.
All right, it's a Boulevardier. It's got a quarter orange in it.
Okay, so that was the gin one. This is the whiskey. So Thompson Two Tone being your blended whiskey, which has been like
the mainstay
the mainstay
cocktails.
Of
yeah.
your.
See if the whiskey. I think I've got a good feeling about this. Actually.
This smells a lot sweeter.
Mm.
Is that just the whiskey?
Oh what? Yep.
Well, you know how Campari is really bitter, and then gin is kind of junipery, ginny. Mm. The whiskey is warm.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you totally okay with people chucking your whiskey in mixed drinks? You know, some whiskey people get a little bit.
No, I don't mind.
You're right about it, eh? But this would be great.
So you bought the bottle.
Terms and conditions to buying a bottle of.
You know what I mean?
Whiskey?
For some reason, whiskey's the one that's kind of like.
Well, our whiskey is priced for neat drinking, you know. It's not really. If you're just looking for cheap mixing whiskey, you buy a cheaper one.
It's lovely. Everything's playing together pretty well here.
I think they're both good. I think wintertime Boulevardier, summertime Negroni.
I'm going to drink both at the same time now, just to get
Does it, with the two-tone, does the flavour profile of the two-tone sort of vary between batches? Or have you got it down to kind of quite a consistent
two-tone's pretty good.
I'm getting, it's been a while since I had some two-tone, but I'm getting quite a lot of sort of woody notes.
Just as I say that.
I'm getting marmalade.
Somebody's having a little go at us for mixing up the gin with something and the whiskey with something. I told you. Gin is definitely a mixer. No one's cruising around having straight gin. Well, they are, but they're kicking ass as well.
Okay, I'm going between the two now.
Butterfly.
Actually, it's quite good having both because they kind of work pretty well together.
At the same time, did you Popeye your mouth?
I feel like there's a rounder flavour with the whiskey, and the gin is just kind of like a nice light.
The gin's dancing side. Around in there, and the whiskey is dancing on the top of the drink.
So, just run us through the ingredients one more time.
So,
into a glass full of ice.
Glass full of ice, Campari, one part Campari, one part vermouth, red vermouth preferably, one part gin is Negroni, and then Campari Vermouth Whiskey is Boulevardier. Both came around, I did look a little bit at the history, in the late 20s, 30s. One came from Italy, and the Boulevardier was an American writer based in Paris that had a magazine called the Boulevard or the Boulevardier or something like that.
I can't make up my mind which is
better. Can you decide which is your favourite now? You've got them side by side here on the BFM studio desk.
I think it might be the gin. The gin is probably more consistent, like if you had to make a bunch of them. I feel like the whiskey, you're really kind of got to get the balance spot on there. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think
like Victor gin.
I think winter I'm happier with the whiskey, and then summer the crispness of the gin is better.
100.
Maybe that.
Yeah. Or do you know what? Both. Because
We can. We're here in Cocktail Corner, and we do what we want. Now, hey, Matt Thompson, from Thompson Whiskey New Zealand Limited. Would you say two tone is kind of the entry point for people wanting to check out Thompson Whiskey? Where would they start? Is this the product for them?
Yeah. So. Two Tone's got whiskey that's been aged in American oak, ex-bourbon barrels and New Zealand red wine casks. It's got vanillas, some fruit notes from the red wine casks. Smooth, good, any time of day whiskey. Mm-hmm. Go down to Glengarry, kind of Finland City, fine wine delivery company. It's around a lot of places. Mm-hmm. It's a good one to pick up.
Okay. Yeah. And the Victor Gin? Nice and simple, five botanicals.
Oh, yeah, five botanicals, juniper, lemongrass, lemon zest, cardamom, and coriander. And it's got a double gold at the San Francisco Spirits Competition.
But you only put one gold on there because you guys are...
Oh, right, no, it's one medal that says double gold.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Right on.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.